Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Random day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do, like I'm passionate
all
about
there
this
has
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walked.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen.
And Buddy Bold and tuned up.
Be my
you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. Y'all along for the ride.
And he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Like medicine in times of war.
Yeah.
Help me get over. The sweetest sounds I ever heard. My joy, my heart, my music. Like medicine in times of war.
Whoa.
Help me get
Whoa.
Over.
Yeah.
The sweetest sounds I ever heard. My
P-O-P.
Joy, my heart, my music.
Yeah. I'm from a small city. But I had big dreams, had some good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone, until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way, they closing in on me, it feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped it like the Navy, put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music gave me knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. And gave me knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.webs. I am your host, Monisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. Or you can access all of the Bible studies on demand. It is so very, very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the word of God. The Bible says to study the word of God, to show yourself approved. Approved unto who? Approved unto God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. And you know the word of truth has to be rightly divided. I know a lot of us don't divide it right, but I'm going to tell you, my brothers, my sisters, if you do not study the word of God, you will not be able to rightly divide the word. Now, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First, you are amongst the living, Father God, so fit that you live another day, that you breathe another day. And we don't take it for granted, my brothers and my sisters, but because we know some people woke up this morning will not go to bed tonight. And some people that went to bed last night did not wake up this morning. So as soon as your feet hit the floor, you need to be giving Father God some praise. I said as soon as your feet hit the floor, you need to be giving Father God some praise. Well, we know that Father God is good and that he wants what's best for his children. We know that. I said we know Father God is good and he wants what's best for his children. But he also says in his word that it's some things that we need to do that we don't want to do. I said, he says in his word, there's some things that we need to do that some of us don't want to do. Romans 2 and 6 and 7 says, for God will reward each of us according to what we have done. And in this day and age, people don't want to hear about repentance. They don't want to hear about Father God rewarding us according to what we have done. I don't want to hear any of that. But the truth is that the Bible is the truth. Not what you want to hear, not what man has said, but what Father God has said in his word. It says some people keep on doing and seek glory and honor and immortal life. To them, God will give eternal life. For God, again, will reward us. Don't believe everything that you hear. You better search the scriptures and search the word of God and see what the word of God says about it. Because the word of God says for God will reward each of us, each of us, according to what we have done. Some people keep on doing good, and they seek glory, honor, and immortal life. To them, God will give eternal life. But if you refuse to hear the truth of the word, my brothers and sisters, you, some people don't want to hear the truth of the word. But the Bible says, but you have a hard and stubborn heart. But you have a hard, H-A-R-D, and stubborn heart, H-E-A-R-T. And so you are making your own punishment even greater on the day when God's anger and righteous judgments will be revealed. Because of your hard, H-A-R-D, and stubborn heart, H-A-R-T. And so the Bible says you are making your own punishment even greater on the day when God's anger and righteous judgment will be revealed. For God will reward each of us according to what we have done. That's Romans 2, 5, and 8. I said that's Romans 2, 5, and 8. See, we don't want to take responsibility for anything. That's what the problem is in this world today, my brothers and my sisters. We refuse to take responsibility for anything that we do. So when you hear a preacher tell you, well, everybody going to heaven, you got grace and you got mercy, and everybody gone. You do have grace and mercy. The Bible says grace and mercy will follow you wherever you go, but the Bible also says that. Don't think just because you have grace that you can get away with everything you want to get away with. That's not what grace is about. And the Bible tells you that. It says absolutely not. Just because you have grace don't mean you can get away with everything you want to get away with. That's not what grace is for. So if you think that that's what grace is for, then you're sadly, very sadly mistaken. If you think that's what it's for, so you can get away with what you want to get away with, and everybody going there to listen, everybody is not going to heaven. If everybody was going to heaven, then there would be no need for a hell, my brothers and my sisters. The Bible says in Romans 2, 4, and 5, or perhaps you despise his great kindness, his tolerance, this is Father God, and his patience. Perhaps you despise his great kindness, his tolerance, and his patience. Surely you know that God is kind because he is trying to lead you to repent. Surely, the Bible says, you know that God is kind because he is trying to lead you to repent. But you have a hard, H-A-R-D, and a stubborn, H-E-A-R-T, heart. The Bible says, but you have a hard and stubborn heart. And so you are making your own punishment even greater, on the day when God's anger and righteous judgment will be revealed. Because we have a hard and stubborn heart, can't nobody tell you nothing. You don't hear nothing because you think you know everything. And even if you think you know it, you don't want nobody else to tell you nothing because you've got your head straight to the sky. You're full of yourself. Okay. And we got pastors and teachers of his word that are full of themselves. And they stay on one subject, like grace and mercy, for 2 years, instead of telling you to repent of your, and telling you what thus says the Lord about Father God says in his word, that every man will be rewarded according to what we have. God. I've heard so many preachers just flip all over there. It is right here in Romans 2. It's also it's in Revelations also, but it's in Romans 2. 5 through 8. But they don't talk about that. They don't want to talk about you repenting Why would they not want to talk about repentance? Why would they not want to talk about hell or heaven? These new preachers don't want to talk about hell or heaven. They don't want to talk about repentance. See? And that's the gospel of truth. See? It ain't just about grace and mercy. It's about everything the Father God wrote in this Bible. You gonna make your whole sermon for a whole year about grace? You're only talking about 10% of the Bible. See, there's so much more in it. There's so much more to it than that. And they want to get upset or offended when I tell you that. But it's the truth. Father God did not write Old and New Testament for the only thing that you talk about is grace. That's not why he wrote the Bible, for you to only stick on one subject. Okay? There's much more to the Bible than grace and mercy. He gives it to us all the days of our life. Grace and mercy will follow us. But if he wanted to stop right there on grace and mercy, then he wouldn't have wrote no more of the Bible. None of these stories in the Bible, none of the other books in the Bible would have been written. See? So that's where you're wrong at. You don't stay on grace and mercy for a whole year or two, and that's all you talk about. That's the problem I have with some of these ministries around here. You talk about repentance, you talk about sin, you talk about hell, you talk about heaven, you talk about living. You talk about what the Bible says sin is. There's a lot of things that you can hit on in the Word of God. That's why Father God said it's our book of life. It's for correction, for instructions, for rebuke. And he said nothing about motivation in 2 Timothy. That's what man has said. Father God has said this book motivation. This book corrects you, rebukes you, instructs you. And it talks about living, how you should live. And that's where people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear somebody tell them, not even Father God, how to live. Because this book is a righteous book. And it's about living righteously. See? Yes, he forgives you for your sins if you repent. You're just not going to run up in heaven and get up in heaven and not repent for your sins. Somebody said, well, if it weren't for sinners in heaven, wouldn't nobody be there? Not true. Not true. You need to read your word. That's not true. The only sinners that are in heaven are the repentant ones that Father God allowed to go in there. They are repentant sinners. See, you just don't step up in heaven. First of all, you got to, Father God will open up the book of life. And based on what is in that book of life depends on whether you're going to get in heaven or not. Is everybody getting in heaven? No, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Me, myself, and I will have to stand before Father God, and he will open the book on me, just like he's going to open the book on you. And based on what's in that book determines whether you get in heaven or not. So you telling anybody going to heaven is not true. You tell them about the book of life, you go to Revelations and you speak the word. And you tell them exactly what the Bible says, then you won't have any doubts and nobody's going to offend it. But somebody else tell them what the Bible says. If you was teaching it right, I said, if you was teaching it right, then when nobody else can offend it when you tell them about the Bible. Because they already know. Some people don't even know what the book of life is because their pastor at their church never talks about Revelation. He never talks about the book of life. He never talks about God's anger and righteous judgments will be revealed. You don't hear that in the church anymore. They're too busy trying to talk about prosperity and grace and mercy. And so they don't want to offend nobody because 2 Timothy tells you that the preachers in the last days but tell the people what they want to hear because of greed and because of money. I didn't say it. Father God said it in his word. He said in the last days, preachers and teachers of the word would be telling folk what they want to hear, what their itching ears want to hear. Why would they do that? The Bible says because of greed and love of money. Why? Because they feel like if they tell you what you want to hear, that you're going to put more money in that offering plate, that you're going to go to church, with, you're going to come to their church instead of going somewhere else because they're telling you what you want to hear. And the Bible clearly says that's false teaching when they tell you what you want to hear, because the gospel of Jesus Christ, sometimes it tells you things that's going to instruct you, and it always tells you what's going to correct you, and it will rebuke you. And see, when people don't want to be corrected, they don't want to be rebuked. They don't want to be instructed, and they don't want the word of God. So what you're teaching, you're not teaching the word of God, because the truth of the word of God is instruction, corrections. That's what 2 Timothy says. So that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you exactly what the word of God says. The word of God says that if you don't want to be instructed, you don't want no rebuke, you don't want no correction, and you don't want this Bible. You don't want no doctrine. That's what the Bible is about, my brothers and my sisters. It ain't about you running around the church being happy, throwing yourself out. It ain't about that. It ain't about you smiling all the time. I don't want to go to church so I can smile all the time. No. This correction makes you smile. Or somebody correcting you. More than likely, it does not. But that doesn't mean that it's not right. It just means that it don't make you smile when it's, when somebody correcting you and they rebuking what you're saying because you're wrong. See, somebody telling you you're wrong, and you don't want to hear that rebuke, see, but that rebuke will help you in the long run, because only the truth of the word of God, my brothers and my sisters, shall set you free. It's been a pleasure, as always, talking to you about the word of God. You can catch Christian Talk Radio 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on the internet. I can go to my website, www.christiantalkradio.website, or go to my LinkedIn page, or go to my Facebook page and click on the link to the radio station, and you'll be able to listen to the radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You guys are seated tonight at 7 o'clock. For you that listen, go get my link and listen to the radio tonight at 7. You all have a blessed, wonderful rest of the evening. I'll catch you tonight at 7. Be blessed.